Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahm-Spinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, comedian Dusty Slay, also hair talk and some news for you. It's all coming up right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
So, honey, are you flying for business or for pleasure?
I have an important meeting in Denver today.
Hey, that's great. Let me buy you a cocktail. Stewardess, do scotch on the rocks and keep them coming.
None for me, thank you.
Baby, has anyone ever told you you've got the most beautiful blue eyes?
My eyes are brown. Now, excuse me, I've got a report to finish.
And those legs of yours go all the way up to your neck. And your rack is fantastic. Are those real?
What are you doing? Stop that!
Come on, Toots. Give me a little sugar.
I didn't want to do this, but here goes.
Kinky, what is that? Some kind of baton or something?
Not exactly.
Ow! Ow! Stop!
Don't let your next flight be ruined by that annoying loser in the seat next to yours. New from Frigamall Industries, it's the stout, heavy stick suitable for use as a weapon. And it's FAA approved. We call it the Mile High Club. The Mile High Club. Get yours today.
Hey, mister, could you move to another seat? You're squishing my little brother and me.
Yeah, you're a porker.
Hey, kid, are you going to eat those peanuts?
Well, I am pretty hungry.
Thanks. You don't mind if I take my shoes off, do you? Oh, boy, my feet are really sweaty.
I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's the ticket.
Man, that stinks.
Hey, do me a favor. Pull my finger.
I don't like that trick.
Come on, do it.
Well, okay. My eyes are burning. I want my mommy.
Whoa, that's wicked. What do you think of that, kid?
What do I think? Let me show you what I think.
Oh, you made me f*** myself.
Now, give me back my peanuts, butt face.
The Mile High Club works on even the most obnoxious passengers.
Hey, Shooter, it's Ken Tarmac. Hey, guy, I'm glad I got you on the phone. Yeah, well, I just boarded. I'm at ATL on my way to CLT. Yeah, I've got an ETA of 6 Eastern, but I call at 5:45. We'll make time in the air. I know. Well, I've got the laptop out, and I thought we could go over those spreadsheets. Hang tight, got another call. Ken Tarmac, it's corporate. Better take it. Ken Tarmac, yeah, I just boarded at ATL. I'll get you those samples ASAP. You bet. Bye-bye. Hey, Shooter, still there? I'm back. Now, where were we?
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, Shooter, hang tight. Give me a sec. No, I just have an elderly woman in the seat next to me poking me in the ribs. I know. Hang tight. What can I do for you, Mamaw?
Would you mind hanging up that cell phone? We're about to take off.
Well, if you don't mind, I've got important business going on here. I'm prepping for a webinar. I mean, don't you have some knitting to do, Mamaw?
You're giving me a migraine headache.
Lady, at your age, that's the least of your worries.
You have to be the rudest, most ill-mannered.
Well, what's bothering you, Mamaw? Afraid you're going to miss Jell-O night at the nursing home?
Why, you little bastard.
One of those liver spots, or are you playing backgammon? Did you hear what I told her, Shooter? I know. Oh! I found the two bars.
Shooter, Ken will call you when he gets to CLT. I just KO'd the little SOB, and now he's SOL. BFF, Shooter. Bye-bye.
The Mile High Club, endorsed by a couple of guys who know clubs.
Hello, I'm Bart McAllister, Korean War veteran and security expert. And now with my longtime sidekick, Sid Gurney.
Hi, fans.
We're going to put this new Mile High Club through a series of tests. Ready, Sid?
Sure. What do you need me to do?
Test number one. Is it strong?
Ouch! What are you doing, Buck?
Test number two. Does it have a good grip?
Ow! Stop it! Have you lost your mind?
Test number three. Is it strong enough to break a bone?
Oh, my God! My shin!
Well, is it, Gurney?
Yes!
Well, there you go. The Mile High Club available at Weaponland. Read the rest of the tag, Gurney.
Weaponland, home of the steel-toed boot!
Shut up!
The Mile High Club. Get yours today.
Wow. Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom with a special guest.
We are joined in the studio by the very handsome, very hairy, Dusty Slay.
All right.
Dusty, good to see you.
If it weren't for the glasses and the cap, I'd see you look like Jesus.
Well, I get that a lot, and I like it. I'm into it. Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah.
You're looking good. We had an you're a Southern gent, and you may appreciate this. We've been talking about this story. I've been obsessed with it all morning about this pitcher at Mississippi State that throws with both arms. And he throws well with both arms.
96-mile-per-hour fastball with his right, 92-mile-per-hour fastball with his left.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's amazing. I hope he does it at the same time.
Wouldn't that be something?
Whoa!
This guy writes, I know a guy that can bowl both lefty and righty and score between 180 and 200 every time.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hi, Molly from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. When my daughter was 13, started playing softball, we realized she could pitch and hit both right and left-handed. So
that's great. Yeah,
very cool. I'd like to see this and see how he does.
Some guy sent me an email. He said he throws left-handed a football, throws right-handed a baseball.
Oh, no kidding.
He can't explain it.
Dusty, do you play sports at all?
Yeah, I'm also equally good with both arms, just not very good.
You're at the same level of poorness.
Yes.
With both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You can't even tell what arm I am.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Alabama, a town called Opelika, Alabama. I grew up in a trailer park.
Opelika.
And that's great. My trailer park's gone. It's very sad. But it actually is just woods now, which looks better than what it used to be.
Wow.
But still sad.
Opelika?
Opelika.
Yeah. You don't have much of an accent anymore. You think, is that from being on the road so much?
I don't know what happened to me. I moved to Charleston, South Carolina, where I lived for a long time. I waited tables, seafood restaurant called Hyman's.
Oh, yeah. I've been
Hyman's.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice place.
Right.
Located on the same block as a restaurant called Sticky Fingers.
Hang on.
That is true.
There we go.
Yep.
And a bar called the Bicycle Scene.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dusty Slay is our guest, and we talked to you on the TV not too long ago, but we haven't seen you in a few years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Did you have to take a lot of time off during the pandemic off the road?
Well, I didn't really. I took off 2 months, and then a club in Texas called me and asked would I come there, and I said, yes, I will. So I went May of 2020. I did a club in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And back up and running.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to go.
Hmm. Okay.
I had never had 2 months off of work. I didn't know what to do with myself. And I needed to make money.
Yeah.
No one was sending me money. I wasn't, you know, it was like comedy was how I made a living. So I was like, I got to go to work.
Yeah, we got a good TikTok story for you. It's kind of a selfie story, really, this first one. Did you see the thing about the alligator? Alligators have been getting some bad a bad rap lately since, you know, like doing things like grabbing old ladies at the side of a pond in Florida and dragging them into their death.
I don't make people talk.
Yeah, we had this one this morning that is rather disturbing.
A pair of visitors to Florida's Everglades National Park are under fire for taking a selfie next to a huge alligator. Torrens of Yellowstone, an Instagram account that highlights bad behavior at U.S. national parks, posted a photo of a boy and an older man lying down on a paved path taking a selfie with a large alligator lying just a few feet behind them. The accompanying caption reads, "Twiddly D and Twiddly Dumb are on the menu."
This alligator is right behind them.
Yeah.
They lived, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, did anything happen?
Yeah. No. I think, to me, those guys, they proved it's okay to do this.
You know what?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You always hear about the alligators who attack somebody. You never hear about the alligators who mind their own business.
The complacent gator.
That's exactly right.
See, they might be developing a taste for morons once they taste these guys. Especially after the story yesterday was so disturbing. Were there gators where you were in Alabama?
Ooh. No, there were in South Carolina. I threw a rock at an alligator one time in a lake, and a guy got mad at me.
What did he say?
Well, he was just like mad that, you know, I guess, I don't know. I was pretty redneck, I guess, you know. And I just had not seen an alligator before, and I wanted to see it move.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Fair enough.
It was just floating in the water, and I threw, and it did move. We did get it to move. But, it, you know, he was so mad, but he was out there fishing. I'm like, you're stabbing fish in the mouth. And you're mad at me for throwing a rock.
There was a golf tournament on yesterday. We were at a restaurant.
Yeah, did you see that alligator?
Yeah, Willie and I were at a restaurant for Hart's birthday, one of my little girls. And there's a beautiful golf course. And they cut away, like on the TV show Survivor, they always cut and they'll show the exotic snakes and everything. So they're at this golf course and there's this giant alligator head on the screen.
Huh.
Right there.
And there was a guy up on the bank, not that far away. He was doing the two chair thing. He was sitting in one, had his legs in another.
And yeah.
Just hanging out.
This selfie, these guys are a good 5 feet away. It's a smaller gator. I would have done that.
You would have done that.
For the gram? Hell yeah.
Well, and I don't like that.
No.
Have you seen it, Chick?
That's that.
I mean,
didn't we find out an alligator can run 35 miles an hour on land?
Yes.
They have to want to.
I think it's 55. Okay.
Well, whatever it is, Josh, you couldn't get up quick enough before that thing would have your ass in its mouth.
Josh, you're right, but I would wrestle it.
Maybe he figures if I'm already that close, might as well get the.
Do you hear what he did? He got it around to you, and you're not going to be able to get up in time.
Well, it's because Josh is the one who says he would be stupid enough to do that.
No, do you know why he loves this? Because this is an Instagram account for tattletales. It is people online making fun of other people for doing dumb stuff.
Just rats. That's all it is.
Hey, teacher, someone broke the rules at recess. You should put them again. In trouble.
Dusty, would you do that?
Well, I'd like to see their personal account to see how many likes it got. If it was very popular, maybe. You know what I mean? We're all out here trying to get our likes.
Well, I guess arguably it's gone viral.
Yeah, it sure has.
But they're getting shamed.
Wrongfully so.
But as a comic, though, a little bit of shame for something like that could sell tickets.
Yeah.
And that ultimately is what it's all about.
It's all marketing, isn't it?
People already say I look like I don't know, I forget the guy's name, but the Tiger Man or whatever.
Joe Exotic. The
Joe
Tiger
Exotic,
King.
Yeah, Tiger King.
What?
Well, they say, I don't know, people were, when that came out, I was getting a lot of Tiger King comments.
Huh. Well, that Tiger King had dyed blonde hair, I guess. But yeah, he had kind of a long hair.
You have a full beard, glasses, hair down to your nips. I mean, you don't look like the Tiger King.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I was getting it. They would say, I'm getting a lot of Tiger King vibes off this guy. That's what random comments would say.
Huh. Oh, now, I'm trying to remember. Are you a dad?
I am a dad. Yeah, I have a baby that's almost two. 21 months, but everyone makes fun of me for saying months. But I just think that if, you know, technically she's one, right? So if I said she's one, she's a lot different at 21 months than when she was one.
Yeah.
So it's fun. You know, my wife likes to childproof the house and not let us have change laying around so the baby won't eat change. I ate change one time as a kid. It was fine.
Sure.
You know, I pooped it out. My dad had to dig through the poop and find the change and I felt like he deserved it, you know?
Yeah, he definitely earned it, didn't he?
Yeah. He left me with a baby. My dad had joint custody of me where he would see me like 4 days a month, and he had me with a babysitter because he had a date. And I'm like, you deserve to dig through a little poop.
I see.
Did he put it in the same colander that he strained the spaghetti in?
I don't know. I don't know how he did it. I think he just had to go in there with the fingers. He said they were very shiny pennies. I guess my body really cleaned them up.
Like some demented gold panner. Just
it's in here. I know it.
Our guest is comedian Dusty Slay. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk. You got a short one for me?
Let's see. Yeah, I have this story. A man dressed in a 7-foot-tall penis costume was arrested in Brazil for harassing women.
Have you seen the picture of this
guy? Hey, lady.
I don't know why he needed the costume. He's already a dick.
Oh, but seriously.
Oh, isn't it carnival or something?
Yeah, military police in Rio de Janeiro detained the man in the city center for acting suspiciously.
I guess.
Carnival goers in the city told police the man had been using his giant penis costume to chase women taking part in the city's carnival parades. A picture of the arrest shows the man wearing the brown inflatable phallus costume.
Get back here!
But he's wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, but right above the flip-flops, though, he's about, what, 20% nuts? And it is a dark, deep brown phallus.
Okay.
What do you mean?
They all have...
Would you say it was 7 feet tall?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a white version that's 5'5". The same costume. I'm looking online here for this. He's acting suspiciously.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. He's chasing women.
Okay. Is this what carnival's all about, though?
Yeah, but you don't dress as a penis and harass
women. Well, even then, if you do, I don't know that you chase women like Animal from the Muppets.
It looks more like a turd than a penis.
It is not a... That's a very dark brown.
Yeah. So sad. Wow.
I got to believe he has a lot of success with it.
This is like that basketball coach we had who would said he was afraid of flying, and he took the RV the country. And because he said, he couldn't get on the airplane.
Well, he is getting this is peacocking. Less pee, more.
Yeah.
And he'd go to sorority parties at the game, at the place they were playing. And it must have worked because he kept doing it. And it turned out it did work, I guess. There were pictures of it.
So you're saying at one point this actually must have worked.
Dressing up like a penis evidently worked at it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he would do in the RV? This coach?
No.
He's saying that.
He's like, listen, I'm afraid of flying, but also there's some other benefits.
That's right.
There's a bed in my car.
I wasn't lying about it.
Okay. Right now we return to the news desk with Christy Lee. What else is happening?
Archaeologists have found what is likely the oldest known full sentence carved into an ancient head lice comb.
Really?
The inscription on the 3,700-year-old artifact encourages people to comb their hair and beards to rid themselves of lice. Mm. The sentence contains 17 letters that read, "May this tusk root out the lice of the hair and the beard."
Interesting.
Right. Isn't that weird?
Get one of those.
Experts say the discovery shines new light on some of humanity's earliest use of the Canaanite alphabet, which was invented around 1800 BC and is the foundation of all successfully alphabetic systems.
That system, sure.
Josh,
you knew that.
You were saying yesterday, what was it? Why is this a news story? Weren't you saying that yesterday?
You and I were discussing how oftentimes Christy will find these nothing stories.
This is one of the first sentence ever written, and it's on, first of all, that's got to be an unbreakable comb if it's been around for thousands of years.
You're fascinated by hair and combs, aren't you?
They found microscopic evidence of head lice on the comb. It's made out of ivory, by the way.
How bad was the lice that the first sentence
was
like, get rid of this lice. Use this.
You think they can get the sense for DNA the out of the lice and make a brand new lice here? And
like Jurassic lice type deal?
Lice.
I assume it's for men, apparently. Because it says, doesn't it say something, your hair and your beard?
Yeah,
sure. But that doesn't mean a woman couldn't use it.
A woman can use it,
What are they supposed to just be lousy?
Well, lousy with lice?
Yeah. That's where the term lousy comes from.
But lice back then were like 7-8 inches tall.
Oh,
they sure were.
Oh,
well,
just, but I mean, to think that's sort of like the first instructive sentence of all, you'd think it would be something.
They don't know.
No, of course
What's
they
the first
don't
one
know.
They found? What do you think
Egghead.
The first sentence was?
Isn't it? Wasn't it? What's the old joke? Stand back, babe. I don't know how big this thing gets.
Okay,
wasn't that one of them?
As Adam
what
Dover.
Is your suggestion?
We've been trying to reach you about getting in a your car an extended warranty, some kind of sales pitch.
Uh-huh.
I think it's fascinating. That or the name of the barbershop.
I don't think.
Hey, courtesy of Frank's Barber Cave. Come on down and we'll.
Barber Cave? That's barber a little cave. Bit of fun.
Who wouldn't go to a barber cave?
Did you go to a barber that had the red, white, and the striped
barber pole
out front?
As a kid, of course.
Yeah. I've been to like, one of those.
Okay, do you still go to a traditional barber, Dusty?
I don't really go get my hair cut much at all.
Uh-huh.
So if, when you do want to trim, do you do it yourself?
Or? I just try to find someone. I go, hey, can you cut this?
Okay, yeah.
Your hair's down to your nipples, pretty much.
Yeah, it's getting long.
It's serious.
I let it get a little too long, and then I go get it cut too much to where it feels like I don't like it, and then it just grows for a while.
Okay.
You know, you get it cut in a way that it almost like has bounce to it, mm-hmm. which I don't like, but I'm like, this will get me by for another 6 months here.
All right.
That's what I like to
did
do.
Did you see the top of his head? His glorious thick hair. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he took his cap off.
And he wears a hat.
Yeah.
Not a hint of pate.
No.
Yeah.
No skin up there.
No.
Uh-huh.
I've got quite a pate going, growing. Yeah.
You do.
Sort of that skin yarmulke thing.
It's okay.
It's nice.
It's a skamaka.
It is a scumbag.
The tonsure look, if you will.
You pull it off well. If you had like a pompadour, I think that would be... Actually, you know what? I said it in my head. I saw it. I love it. I love Josh with a pompadour.
Yes. Maybe I'll get a pompadour wig just and one day.
Grow it all out, then comb it like, oh, do a comb over.
Yeah.
Oh, just this part here, and then the Mark Sweeney.
Yeah. I want like
a little behind the scenes.
But. Cruella de Vil, one gray thing going back, and then the Superman curl in the front. That'd be hot for me.
Sweeney has like bangs, and then there's nothing.
Yeah, he combs it
nothing
all back.
Here,
yeah,
he combs it all back.
Oh, like a fryer, kind of.
Yeah. Real weird looking.
Yeah. Ted Danson has that, but he wears the tube. If you've ever seen him without the tube,
is that right?
Yeah.
He's good.
Wait, now, he still has the bangs?
Well, he combs it back, but it grows in front.
Oh, wow.
We're discussing a hair because our guest has such a great head of hair.
Yeah.
And you always wear a cap on stage as well?
I do always wear it on stage. I don't know. I started wearing it one time, and then it seems like my career took off when I started wearing a hat. So now I never do comedy without it.
Okay.
I feel like it's my disguise. If I don't want to be recognized, I just don't wear the hat.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, because, very famous now.
Yeah, man.
Sure. And it's just hard to navigate life out here.
It's a curse, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, are you an actor as well?
No, I don't like acting. I mean, I'm not very good at it. And then it's like, I did an audition once in L.A., and it's like this lady was just right in front of me that I was auditioning for, and she did a lot of, and I had my thing memorized pretty well, but she did these like big facial expressions, and I was just not ready for that. I'm like, I don't know what we're doing in here. But I was in L.A., my agent was like, why don't you just go audition? So I did, but I don't like it. I don't know what it is. I've created the best character that I can be, and I don't need to be others.
Very good. There you go.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Very good.
And they're not hiring me.
There's also that part.
you have a specific look.
Yes.
That would be.
What would you cast Dusty in?
Oh, wait a minute. Stand by for an insult. Go ahead.
No, I mean you could be in the 70s. You could be a hippie.
Yeah.
You can just switch glasses.
Yeah, get into that. Uh-huh. Maybe they do a Matthew McConaughey reboot. What was that movie? Dazed and Confused.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe they do a reboot. I could be the all right.
I would cast you
as
the guy at a rundown filling station in a horror movie, and the teens pull up in their van, and they go, hey, we're going camping in those woods. And you go, those are his woods now.
I like that.
The harbinger of doom.
But then his is me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. Did you ever go without the beard?
I did the beard for a long time. I used to have, I had slick back hair and no beard for a long time. My friend says it was my Rachel Maddow look.
I'm doing that right now under the hat. You can't see it, but I look like I'm on MSNBC, baby.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.